The Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them." The Gospel of the Lord. This piece of Mark's Gospel is a challenge to all who have been baptized. It is the mission of the baptized. It is the work of those who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ. When Mark writes, he tells that the earthly mission of the risen Christ is drawing to a close, and that the commissioning of the 11 was given. As I pondered and prayed with this gospel, the horrific events of January 9th came flooding in on me and mingled with the gospel. In a shooting rampage of one man on January 9th, 2011, 6 people were left dead and 13 people injured in Tucson, Arizona, in the United States. In his remarks at the memorial, President Obama called us to step outside the tragedy, step outside the blaming, and step into deep reflection. He said, "So sudden loss causes us to look backward, but it also forces us to look forward, to reflect on the present and the future, on the manner in which we live our lives and nurture our relationships with those who are still with us. We may ask ourselves if we've shown enough kindness and generosity and compassion to the people in our lives. Perhaps we question whether we are doing right by our children or our community, and whether our priorities are in order. We recognize our own mortality and are reminded that in the fleeting time we have on this earth, what matters is not wealth or status or power or fame, but rather how well we have loved and what small part we have played in bettering the lives of others." President Obama's remarks, coupled with today's gospel, calls to each of us a challenge. The gospel commands us to go out to all the world and proclaim the gospel. The gospel, too, offers us a challenge. And what will be the signs that we follow the challenge of the gospel? Jesus tells us that we will speak new language and drive out demons. Again, to quote President Obama, he said, "At a time when our discourse has become so sharply polarized, at a time when we are far too eager to lay the blame for all that ails the world at the feet of those who think differently than we do, it's important for us to pause for a moment and make sure that we are talking with each other in a way that heals and not wounds." Sadly, that has not been the language spoken today. Too often the language that is spoken today does harm and wound rather than heal. We can blame and accuse others, but we also have to look at ourselves. How do we speak to each other? What is the language we use? I hope it is the language of respect. I hope it is the language of genuine care and concern for each other. I hope it is the language of a grateful heart, the language of a seeker of truth and justice, the language of peace building, the language of hope. For if we are proclaimers of the gospel, we must speak with the language of the gospel. And the language of the gospel speaks with the voice of truth, the voice of justice and peace, the voice of humility, the voice of wisdom, the voice of kindness, the voice of joy, the voice of understanding, the voice of forgiveness and healing, and the voice of deep silence. Jesus tells us that there will be signs if we are proclaiming the gospel. You will drive out demons. What are the demons around us? I think we have the demon that says justice is meant only for some, that health care is limited to those who can afford it, that might rules over right, that claims for me to be right, you must be wrong, that devastation of our planet is inevitable. The demon that says peace is not possible, that says poverty is acceptable, that says let someone else do it, that says war is a way to peace. The demon that says loving our enemies is not possible. The demon that says there is no hope. The demon that says you are not a carrier of the gospel. We must not let the demons have more power over us than the power of Jesus, the Jesus who commissioned us to be bearers of the gospel. This gospel passage and the remarks made by President Obama challenge me and make me more conscious of the language I speak. President Obama said, "I believe we can be better. Those who died here, those who saved lives here, they help me believe. We may not be able to stop all the evil in the world, but I know that how we treat one another is entirely up to us. I believe that for all our imperfections, we are full of decency and goodness, and that the forces that divide us are not as strong as those that unite us." Jesus said, "Be a proclaimer of the gospel, and the signs will be that new languages will be spoken and demons driven out. Begin again today. Begin by looking at each other differently. Look at each other and see what God sees. Be a proclaimer of the gospel. Be a speaker of new truths. Be one who drives out demons, because we are empowered by the commissioning of the 11."